Clear group.
Good evening, I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions over public affairs and current events. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Independent.
And what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you very certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Oh, I will vote.
Very certain. Okay. And will you please tell me your age? It's between 18 and 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 to 64, or 65 and over?
60 to 64.
And in Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
White.
And generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction? In general.
Florida's gone in the right direction.
Thinking about the election for Congress, will you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate? If the elections were held today.
I will say I would vote Republican for everybody on this one.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely, because the Democrats have turned into a socialist party.
Okay. Now, I'd like to ask your impression of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of them. If you don't recognize one of them, just let me know, and that's okay, and we're on the next one. The first one is Ron DeSantis. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
Very favorable.
The next one is Thomas Chalifu. Do you recognize the name? Thomas Chalifu?
No.
Never heard of? Kamala Harris?
Very unfavorable.
Darren Soto?
Neutral.
But somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Project 2025. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
The Project 2025?
Yes.
Unfavorable.
Very or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
MAGA Republicans?
Who?
MAGA Republicans in general. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
Democrats in Congress, Democrats in general?
Very unfavorable.
And now, thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
And thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you approve somewhat strongly or disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
And if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
I will vote for Donald Trump.
And if election for United States Senate were held today, and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mukherjee Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Rick Scott.
If the election for United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas Chalifu, the Republican, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
The Republican.
And as you may know, there will be also the amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And this is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislator's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
I would support it.
And now we're almost done. We're 65%. Thank you so much for your time. I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress, Darren Soto and Thomas Chalifu. The first one is Darren Soto. He's the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expand healthcare for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped passed a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between late taking medication or paying the bills. SOTA will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. The next one is Thomas Chalibu. He's an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Chalibu will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent for foreign energy sources. Colonel Chalibu will take his experiences as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. If the elections for United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas Chalibu, the Republican, and Aaron Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Thomas Chalibu.
And which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important: creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, lowering grocery prices, promoting traditional values in schools, securing our border, lowering inflation and gas prices, bringing down rent prices, making healthcare affordable for working families, protecting abortion rights, tackling crime and improving public safety, protecting Social Security and Medicare, or the last three, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, ending the gun violence epidemic, or making owning a home more affordable.
Lowering gas prices.
Okay, and which is the next most important? Creating jobs, lowering grocery prices, the border. Okay, and now we're 80%. Thank you again for kind of to help us. This is basically the last part. Let me read you some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for that candidate. Very somewhat or not effect at all on your decision. The first one is about Thomas Chalibu. He's a fiscal conservative who will bring in out of control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. That was very convincing. Some other effect on your decision.
Very, very convincing.
The next one is about Thomas Chalibu will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies. That was very convincing, somewhat or not.
That was not convincing at all because he hasn't voted that way in the past.
Okay, and the last one, Thomas Chalibu will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Chalibu will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and work to solve veteran homelessness. Very convincing reasons, some other non-effect.
Very convenient reasons.
Okay. And the last three about Darren Soto. Darren Soto proposes any policies that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. Very convincing reason, just some other non-effect.
I don't think the government should be involved in the woman's life.
Okay, so after hearing that, no effect at all on your decision.
Right.
Okay, the last two, or just somewhat convincing to vote for Darren Soto.
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. The last two, Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals, sort of supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs, and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provide funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. That was very convenient reason, some other effect.
It was not, because that's not what they were being put in charge or being used for. They were used for processing, if you read the documents.
And the last one, Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone. After hearing that, it's very convincing reason, somewhat or no effect.
No effect.
And now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas Chalibu, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you lean toward at this time?
Thomas Chalibu.
And now, lastly, the there's not a statement about the candidates running for U.S. Congress, assuming that each of the following statements is accurate. Please tell me if people got to have serious doubt about voting for that candidate, only some doubt, or will it have virtually no effect at all on their decision? The first one is about how Terrence Soto has been a rubber stamp for the Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses. That, after hearing that, it caused you serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
No, that's serious doubt.
As chairman of the Osceola County School Board, Thomas Chalifu voted to give himself a 3.8% pay raise while criticizing wasteful spending in the education budget and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families. After hearing that, serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
Some doubt.
The next one, Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have led millions of criminals cross our border and make our community less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our life harder, not easier, and we can trust him with another term in Congress. Serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect? After hearing
serious doubt.
The next one, Charlie Foote called for a complete overhaul of the existing healthcare system. The Affordable Care Act, which will roll back healthcare for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions. After hearing that, serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
No effect.
The last two. Mega landlord Thomas Chalifu went to court to evict over 15 small businesses, including a church in Kissimmee, and has tied up the court pursuing a host of a small claims suit. Serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
Some doubt.
The last one. Thomas Chalifu personally loaned his campaign $2 million and is charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to turn a profit by running for office. After hearing that, it caused you serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect at all on your decision.
Serious doubt.
And now, once again, the last time, now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifu, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Thomas Chalifu.
Okay. And the last few questions for statistical purposes only. What is your primary source for national and political news? Radio, cable news network, your local newspaper, internet-based news sources, or social media apps?
It's a combination of internet and radio.
Okay. And thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Some other candidate.
And the last two questions. What is the last grade or degree you complete in school? 0 to 11th grade, high school degree, some college, college graduate, or postgraduate degree?
Some college.
Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home, yes or no?
Yes.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Okay, this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Bye.